Chapter 7. The Kahila. It has taken the Jews a long time and a great deal of planning to reach the tremendous power that they now wield all over the world. At the root of all their power is their religion, the bond that ties them together and gives them racial loyalty. From this springboard they have acquired the other attributes with which they have conquered the world. Three of the main attributes may be briefly listed as propaganda, money, and organization. The Jews are organized to the hilt. They not only have their own organizations, but they have the Gentiles organized. They have the niggers organized. They have the Arabs organized. They have the Christians organized, and they have just about everybody else organized as well. Among their own people, some of the leading ones are the B'nai B'rith, which is strictly Jewish, the Anti-Defamation League, which is the Jewish secret police, and thousands of others. For the niggers, they have the NAACP, the Urban League, Southern Christian Educational Conference, and dozens of others, all Jewish-controlled and used to inflame hatred against the whites amongst the American niggers. For the white people, or the Goyim, as they call us, they have the Masonic Lodges, Americans for Democratic Action. They have the Communist Party. They have the Council on Foreign Relations, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, and hundreds of others, all Jewish-controlled. To control the white man's religion, they have innumerable organizations set up to do that also. The Jews organized and controlled the World Council of Churches and the National Council of Churches, which is a branch of the World Council. They have the Conference of Christians and Jews and a myriad of other organizations, all there for the control of the white man's religion, which, incidentally, is Jewish Christianity and was founded by Jews nearly 2,000 years ago. Whereas the Jews have many powerful organizations limited to their own people only, such as the American Jewish Congress and the others already mentioned, the key organization of all these is a little known and little understood secret organization called the Kahila. The Kahila takes precedence over all other organizations and is controlled by a board of 300 directors who meet every few years to determine the policies to be carried out in their program of world dictatorship. These orders are then relayed to the Jewish leaders in control of this myriad of organizations, including the governments of the world. In order to become a Kahila director, a Jew must be at least 60 years of age and must have shown in his life's work that he has been an ardent contributor to the cause of the Jewish race. On becoming a Kahila director, he is honored by being called a Jewish patriarch. He is permitted and expected to wear a full beard. For more efficient control, they have divided the world into two sections, the Eastern Hemisphere and the Western Hemisphere. The headquarters for the Western Hemisphere is in New York, and that for the Eastern Hemisphere is London, England. Over the entire world is there king of the Jews, called Ahad Ham. Over each hemisphere there is a prince of Jewry known as a sponsor. Until his recent death, Bernard Baruch was the prince, the head of the Kehillah for the Western Hemisphere. Baruch, as we all know, was advisor to several presidents from Woodrow Wilson to Herbert Hoover, to Franklin D. Roosevelt to Harry S. Truman. The Kehillah is a very efficient organization and is organized around the number 7. It is based strictly on the leadership principle, which I have described more fully elsewhere in this book. As I have stated, the top leader of each hemisphere is known as the sponsor. He has 7 prominent Western Hemisphere Jews under him as his subordinates. This is the first echelon of leaders, and each one of these 7 knows each other, and of course, their leader. The first echelon of 7 is known as the 7th Kehillah degree, and each one of the first echelon is known as an arc censor. Each one of these 7 leaders has 7 men under him, making 49 in the second echelon or the 6th degree. Each of these is called a minister. Each one of these 49 has 7 men under him, making 343 in the third echelon or the 5th degree. Each one of these men is called a herald. Each one of these 343 has 7 men under him, making 2,401 in the 4th echelon or the 4th degree. Each one of these men is called a courtier. Each one of these 2,401 members has 7 men under him, making 16,807 in the 5th echelon, or in the 3rd degree. Each one of these is called a scrivener. Each one of these 16,807 members has 7 men under him, making 117,649 in the 6th echelon, or the 2nd degree. Each one of these is called an auditor. Each one of these 117,649 members has 7 men under him, making 824,543 in the 7th echelon or the 1st degree. Each one of these is called a mute. If you add up all the members of the various 7 echelons, we find that there are nearly 1 million members in each hemisphere, all fanatically loyal and dedicated to carry out the Jewish program of subversion and intrigue in order to create the Jewish dictatorship for which the race has so ardently strived and connived during the last several thousand years. They are all sworn to carry out the secret program as is set forth in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, although the Jews vehemently deny its existence over and over again. The Kehillah is such a secret network that outside of the first echelon or the 7th degree of the 7 hemisphere leaders, none of the rest of the Kehillah members know who the others are. With a secret, dedicated, fanatically loyal organization, with this kind of structure, it is easy to see how orders can be communicated and carried out with a minimum of delay or red tape. When the hemisphere head of the Kehillah gives orders to his 7, from there on, there are only 6 steps down the line of command in order to have every one of the 1 million Kehillah members notified in short order. All that is necessary is to make 7 sets of telephone calls down the chain of command. Remember, each man only has to make 7 calls to the 7 men below him, and in a matter of minutes, the whole network of 1 million members has been given their marching orders. That is how the Jews managed to set in motion strikes, agitations, student riots, or whatever is the order of the day, all over the world at the same time. This is the leadership principle at work. Among other things, Kahila members are taught to infiltrate the management of our schools, colleges, and universities in order to indoctrinate our younger and rising leaders with their false philosophies. If you wonder why we have so many hippies and revolutionaries come out of our colleges, there is the answer. It is also the answer as to how such vast student organizations simultaneously flare up in student riots on our college and university campuses across the land. These Kahila members also infiltrate and take control of civic clubs, patriotic societies, business organizations, labor unions, farm organizations, women's clubs, church organizations, debating societies, fraternal societies, including the Masonic lodges and other lodges. Radio and TV networks have all come under the control of Jewish Kahila members, who carry out the Jewish program for the enslavement of the world. We could go on and on as to the organizations that are under their control: the medical profession, newspaper publishing houses, the newspapers themselves, magazines of national scope such as Time, Life, Look, etc., are all under their control. It is interesting to note how far back this infiltration, organization, and control by the Jews goes, and many devout Catholics will be surprised to learn that the Jesuit order of monks was set up by Loyola, a Spanish Jew, to further control the Catholic hierarchy, and through it, the Catholic Church. We want to add, however, that the Catholic Church and the Christian Church as such already were under Jewish control long before that.